Hello and welcome to the Power Life Podcast. I'm your host, Sabine Schöpke, serial entrepreneur, philanthropist, iron sister, and badass manifester. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of gelato with a shot of whiskey, fueling your week with empowering and exciting insights into your mind to help you create massive success in your life. So let's dig in. Let's talk mindset, manifestation, and money. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Power Life Podcast. Today, I want to peel back the layers of a topic that's often hidden in the shadows, so to speak. Yet, it touches every single one of us. As a matter of fact, it just hit me like a brick wall. And so I thought I would share my feelings and my process with you. And I have hit record on this a couple of times already, but I got so emotional that I had to stop it because I don't want to have you sit there and listen to me cry. So I'm going to try this again and let's see if I can make it through recording my thoughts. So just a moment ago, I said goodbye to my daughter. She was visiting me for a couple of days here in the German Alps. She lives in Switzerland. And we just had the most incredible time together. We e-mountain bike through these gorgeous mountains at an amazing weather. We laid around at night and we talked for hours. We laughed and we cried. And the few days we had felt like a slice of heaven. And as her car just disappeared from my view, see, this is where this gets tough. A familiar pain settled into my heart. I choked up and I was trying to hold back those tears as I walked back up to my apartment. And it was especially tough as I entered my now empty apartment. And that pain for a moment just seemed unbearable. Loneliness, my friends, is the word. Actually, it's a world that each of us visits at various points in our lives, and yet very few talk about it, because I think because it has this social stigma of weakness. However, I find it so odd that most of us suffer in silence because we experience from the very first moment when we're born and we cry out throughout adulthood when we feel invisible within even the most crowded places. We feel it when we eat alone in restaurants and we're surrounded by people and yet we feel really alone. It's in the new cities that we move into and it's those quiet, lonely nights. We can feel close and connected to someone even when they're thousands of miles away, yet you can feel painfully lonely when you're with the wrong person, when you're with somebody that you're not connected with. And while I'm loving my alone time here in the mountains, I don't want to be alone. I know it seems crazy, but we crave companionship while we crave solitude. It makes no sense, right? It's totally paradoxical. And then again, now that I have spent a lot of time, my own personal time, overcoming my biggest struggle which has been loneliness, it makes a lot of sense. And I want to share that with you because I think it will help you guys to work through these challenges. First off, there's nothing wrong with us when we want it all. We want companionship and we want solitude. There's a beautiful reason behind this paradox of craving seemingly opposite things. And here's another thing I want to note. While technology and travel has brought us closer in a lot of ways, there's actually been a growing void that no screen can fill. As a matter of fact, all the major social indicators show
that we are more isolated from one another than ever before. And according to a number of studies, suicide is the number one growing cause of death in middle-aged adults. I believe that loneliness is not an abyss we must face alone or remain silent about. And that's why I'm talking about this today. Loneliness is not a weakness. It's not something to be ashamed about. It's actually a signal, a sign, a reminder of our need for connection, but not just with other people, but with ourselves. And that's the crucial point here. From my own very personal experiences, as well as working with my clients, I know that loneliness is a real, profound, and complicated experience. And as many of you know, it can be very painful. And I know that we won't be able to deal with it properly unless we see it for what it truly is, we understand it, we even appreciate it, and we learn to master it. And all of that requires us to be able to talk about it. And by the way, all these Hallmark cliche quotes like, just be grateful, or practice gratitude, or what else was there? Embrace your solitude. Do nothing for me. They are so empty. Actually, they piss me off. Because when I'm in pain and somebody says this to me, we're now all adding a nice little portion of serious guilt in questioning my mental health to the mix. Like, what's wrong with me that I can't just be happy and grateful for all that I've got? Honestly, it doesn't work for me. And I have a feeling it doesn't work for a lot of you either. So I want to share my more practical, no BS approach to this. Loneliness is ultimately about the relationship we have with ourselves, with our heart, our mind, and our body, as well as the relationships we have with others. To be more specific, it's actually a state of mind that causes us to feel empty or alone, unwanted. It comes in so many forms. And those feelings, all of those are real. They're valid and they suck. And they manifest themselves in all of the choices that we make for ourselves. Think about it. We stay in dysfunctional or toxic relationships because we're afraid of being alone. I did for over 20 years. We're people pleasers because we're afraid of being abandoned and being alone. We overeat, we binge eat, we gain weight because we feel sad and lonely. We drink alcohol or do drugs because we want to numb the pain just for a moment. We overcompensate with our kids when they're long, they got their wings, they're ready to go, but we hold on because we're afraid to no longer be needed and feel alone. We don't follow our hearts and live our dreams because we're afraid of doing it alone. How about we change our perspective of loneliness? How about we transform loneliness from a dark, painful shadow into a guidepost for deeper self-understanding and self-realization, as well as the kind of connections that we really want to have with others? I have learned through the experience of my own suffering with loneliness, and it was dark, it was gnarly, that loneliness is a sign that we're not fully in alignment with our core self, our purpose. Because when we are, when we're truly in alignment, we're filled with such joy and bliss that we no longer feel lonely. The reason for that? Because we draw joy, fulfillment, meaning internally, instead of looking for that outside of us, instead of others filling our cup. I know firsthand that the dread of being alone can trap us, like I said. I mean, I stayed in relationships way too long because I was afraid to be alone. I limited myself in ways because I was afraid to walk that path alone. It honestly robs us of the freedom to live our lives in alignment with our true selves, and it pushes us into unhealthy relationships and behaviors, like drinking too much or drugs. It's a band-aid to numb the pain for a little bit, but they don't fix our problems. But choosing freedom means making choices that are in alignment with our heart and our soul. Even when the fear of being alone, tries to hold us back. The number one thing in all of this is clarity. Clarity is our superpower here. And with this, I'm referring to things like, okay, what does your heart really yearn for? To get clarity on what your soul path is, what your purpose in life is, what your joy is, what fills you up, what makes you lose track of time, what's your bliss. Remember, you're in the driver's seat. You're the architect of your destiny. But when you take that steering wheel, there's responsibility that comes because it's on you. Nobody else can or will do this for you. Figure out what it is that you truly, truly, really want. If you're trying to get that answer from other people and you let them dictate your path, guess what? You're not living your life, you're living theirs. So, what is it going to be? Now, let's assume you got clarity on what sets you on fire. You're cruising along, bold and bright on the journey of your soul. And then, bam, you hit a speed bump named loneliness. Yep, that's where I'm at right now. I am all joy, bliss. I got it all figured out. I know what I love to do, what puts me on fire. And then a few minutes ago, this. My daughter left and it hurts like hell. Feeling that ache of missing my daughter, God, my heart hurts so much. So what's my plan? Slam on the brakes? Let that wave of pain and loneliness wash over me? Let it steer and dictate my course? Hell no. Absolutely not. Here's what you do. You feel the pain. It's okay. Because we are human after all. And it's okay to feel the pain. Because again, it's a sign. Use it as a sign. But then, because you have clarity, you got your own GPS for navigating those emotional roadblocks. So right now, I'm doing exactly that. In my mind, I'm shifting gears. I'm steering clear of the hurt. I pivot. I channel my energy back into what I know sets my soul on fire. For me, that's creating these podcasts. It's not a coincidence that I'm doing this right now, and I started doing this like tears running down my face. Because I know what to do. I know what to refocus on, what to shift my focus on. And here I am, doing what fills me with joy, transforming my sadness to sheer happiness. And trust me, it works like magic. I am laughing through the tears. I sit here channeling my thoughts, my feelings into this podcast. I'm reminded also of the power of our shared human experiences. My daughter may be hundreds of miles away by now, but through these shared stories and reflections, I feel connected to each one of you who's listening. This is my detour around the roadblock of loneliness. And at the same time, it's a path that leads me to you guys, my listeners. So I say, let's break the silence and together let's redefine loneliness, not as the dreaded, intimidating fear and a divider, but as a guiding light for a fulfilling and meaningful life, as well as a bridge that unites us in our shared, beautiful humanity. Remember, it's okay to feel lonely. It's normal. It wouldn't be normal if you didn't. But you don't have to succumb to it or be alone in it. Let's walk this path together, sharing, learning, supporting, and growing in compassion and understanding. I thank you for tuning in to the Power Life podcast today. And until next time, hold your heart close and remember, you're never truly alone. Have a beautiful week.
And that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope you had as much fun listening as I did recording. I would love to hear from you, so drop me a line. Oh yeah, and don't forget to subscribe and share it with your friends. Until next time, be curious, kick some ass, and may your explorations bring you joy. Talk with you soon.